Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at kdcountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats with girls head coach Shauna Remus and boys head man Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Willow Springs Services in Beloit and by Nextech.
And welcome back here, and welcome to our Wednesday Locker Room Chats. KD Country 94, Shauna Remus joining us, the head coach of the Beloit girls basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. You finished out your regular season here. NCAA League win on Friday, 51-47 at Minneapolis, and another tight one on Tuesday, 52-49 win over Smith Center. These last two games, what are you seeing from the group, and how do you like the way, obviously, that they finished and getting some close wins here?
Yeah, we had two very close battles again, and I thought the girls did a good job of finishing in both games. You know, we had our turnover problem, but they were able to find a way to make a free throw here and there just to kind of maybe seal the win. So I was happy with that.
Smith Center, kind of a different looking team maybe than some of the teams you saw in the league this year with all their height that they have and an ability to shoot outside as well. Really a well-rounded team. How much does a game like that help you with understanding different teams and different philosophies as far as going forward?
Yeah, they definitely match us with the height. You know, they have a 6-foot post player, and then each one of their guards carries a lot of height as well. And like you mentioned, they're able to shoot. And we went zone to start with, you know, kind of thinking maybe we could slow them down inside. And they were able to hit a few 3-pointers, and so we got out of that. But I thought our man defense was really effective last night, and the girls played really well in that. And so we stuck with that, and were able to kind of slow their shooters down and get some turnovers and. So, they were a tough guard, that's for sure.
So you move on, coming up here on Monday. Looks like Rock Creek will be the opponent as you open out the regional tournament at home. When you look at the Mustangs, I don't know if you've had a chance to really dive into that yet, but I'm sure you're working on it right now. But what are your thoughts on Rock Creek on Monday?
Well, they play in a very tough league. And so, you know, sometimes records can be deceiving when you play tough competition. But, you know, I think we match up well against them, what I've seen so far, and we just kind of have to, like Wade and I were talking last evening, we have to worry more about what we do, you know, and be effective on offense and control our turnovers and then just go out and guard people and rebound. This point of the game, everybody's playing for their lives, essentially, so, you know, everybody's going to get those loose balls. 50-50 balls are very important, and offensive rebounds are key as well, so we'll just go out and try to do what we do best and hopefully come away with a win.
Well, girls coach Shauna Remus here on our Locker Room Chats. Thanks again for joining us, coach, and best of luck against Rock Creek coming up on next week.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV now or internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Springs Services and let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
And welcome back to our Beloit Trojan Basketball Locker Room Chats here today on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com, joined by the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Boys Basketball team. That's Ryan Eilert. His team now 19-1 on the season overall, finished league undefeated at 12-0. And coach, let's go back to that final game in league play on Friday. You go to Minneapolis, always a tough place to play, and have a nice comfortable lead of 14 in the second quarter, but then Minneapolis gets hot from three and they make it a game, 3-point game in the third quarter, and then your defense kind of took over.
Yeah, I thought it was a good game for us. Offensively, we played really well. Tate and Bryce inside just had tremendous games. Tate, I think, had 20 and Bryce had 12, and our guys just did a great job of finding them inside and passing into their move. And defensively, I thought early, especially, Minneapolis was comfortable. They're able to knock down five or six threes in the first half and get a lot of looks with their feet set. But I thought, you know, in the second half that we did a better job of spotting their shooters. And they made a run there in the third quarter. But that's kind of the point where I felt like we really tightened up defense and able to continue offensively scoring and able to get a little separation towards the end.
And the first time you played them, you really shot it well from the perimeter. They kind of tried to take that away. And so in this case, you go inside. And Tate Thompson, a career-high 20, Bryce Mason with 12, just shows the versatility that you have on offense with your bigs and, of course, your guards.
Yeah, and I think it shows the unselfishness that, yeah. You know, our guards weren't forcing anything. You know, we were 4 for 10 from three, shot a high percentage, but knew that we had the advantage inside and just seemed like possession after possession, all our guys on the perimeter were finding our posts and giving them the ball in a good spot.
You win the game 66-53. It's never easy to go undefeated in a league, especially a league where you have to play a home and a home. You're going to have to play at a Sacred Heart. You play home and Beloit against each of these teams in your league. How difficult is it to go 12-0?
I mean, it's difficult. It seems like, you know, teams have been doing it. Sacred Heart's done it the past couple of years. We're able to do it. But, you know, you get each team's best shot, and it seems like this year for us, especially early, we were winning comfortably against some of these teams. And then the second time you play them, you know, they make adjustments. You're maybe playing on their floor, and they make it a close game. And, you know, proud of our kids for not giving in on any of those games and continuing to battle. And hopefully it'll, you know, give us some experience in close games come postseason.
So you win that to wrap up undefeated league title at 12-0 and improved to 18-1 in a matchup on senior night last night against Smith Center, a game we didn't know if it was going to come to fruition due to the weather, but you do get the game in and you win 75-54. Final score might be a little bit misleading. It was a tight game at the end of one. You're up one, 29-25, midway late in the second quarter, but a couple of runs for your team, one there at the end of the first half and another in the fourth quarter allowed you to pull away.
Yeah, I felt like Smith Center, especially when we were manned, did some things that hurt us. They were able to knock down some threes and able to get into the lane. And we went zone against them in the middle of the second quarter, and I think that slowed them down a little bit. And we were able to hit a few runs where we were able to get consecutive baskets and get a, like same thing as many, get a little separation right before half. But then in the third quarter, Smith Center, you know, kind of keeps it right around that 8-9 range. And then I think the beginning of the fourth quarter, we went on a really nice series where we got three or four steals that resulted in easy buckets and knocked down some threes to push it up over 20.
Senior night, always special, and that's what you had last night, all five. You had exactly five seniors, so it worked out well to put them into the game and start the game. And Hayden Budke came up big for you last night, very active, 18 points, nearly a double-double, and Hudson Smith, active as always. He had six steals, and every one of your seniors scored last night.
Yeah, it's been a really good group, and this year you're really seeing it with their leadership and unselfishness about, you know, learning their role and accepting their role, and not everybody, you know, needing to be the superstar, but doing what's asked of them. And all of them, Hayden, Hudson, Braxton, Colin, and Tate, have just had tremendous seasons and really played key roles in the season that we've had.
So Substate's coming up and can't afford any more trip-ups. You only had one during the regular season. That was against Chapman, and Hudson Smith missed a majority of that game due to an eye injury suffered in the contest. And you have a rematch with Clay Center, a team you saw back in early December, a team you beat at home 63-44. Vincent Paulin did not play in that game due to an ankle injury. Hudson Smith stepped up big. He had 20 of his 22 in the first half, and you kind of cruised to the victory. But do you spend a lot of time looking at that game and the film of that game, or do you spend a lot more time focusing on what they've done here recently, because both teams should be a lot better from that date back in December?
I'll look more at what they've done recently. It was so long ago, and the thing I remember about it is, you know, they play hard. They play defensively. I felt like they sped us up in that game. But, you know, for us, I like to think our defense, we can limit some of what they do. But they're a team that's they've had some close losses of late. They've been playing really well, and it's one that you can't allow them to be comfortable, kind of like with Smith Center in many of the past couple games. If their feet are set and they're open, they're going to knock down shots. But if you can speed them up a little bit, hopefully you can get some stops, and then hopefully we can score the ball the way we have been lately.
Your overall impressions of the Substate itself, you clearly have the best record by far, but we also know that doesn't mean anything when it comes to a one-and-done situation.
No, you know, you've got to go out and you've got to win every night, and you can't look past anybody. And I like the way we're playing, so I like that. You know, the teams that we're playing against, everybody's going to give you their best shot. And so I like the way we're playing going into it, and hopefully we can continue to play, you know, three good games the way we finished the year.
Coach, best of luck against Clay Center next Tuesday. We'll talk about it with you next Wednesday on the Locker Room Chats.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
That's Ryan Iyer, head coach of the Beloit boys basketball team. Our Trojan Locker Room Chats each and every Wednesday brought to you by Willow Spring Services in Beloit and by Nextech.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump has quit? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Spring Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Spring Services, 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the Internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster Internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Our Wednesday Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Kayla Corbett and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at KDCountry94.com. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Kayla Corbett joining us now, the coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldog basketball team. Coach, your game last week to end the regular season against Chase was canceled, so just the one game, and that was the first round of regionals on Monday night. You went 43-29 over Logan, 13 from Ryan Brown and 10 for Afton Conway in that one. Good job of pulling away there kind of in the third quarter, and you end up winning it by 14. What were your thoughts of that win against Logan and the way the girls played on Monday?
I couldn't be any happier and any prouder of the girls. We finally played four complete quarters, and that's what I said before the game was, let's win every quarter. You know, 4 8-minute games and it will add up to one, and we finally did it, and I couldn't have been any happier. Going into the locker room after that, like I said, Ryan had 13 and Afton had 10. And one of the big things was Callie Walters, the last several games has come off the bench and really contributed, you know, 6 points, taking care of the ball. In this particular, in that game we had a +7 steal to turnover ratio. And that really shows how hard everyone has worked, you know, taking care of the ball. And that, you know, that was one thing that we were struggling with the last couple of games. It, you know, just been so ugly, and everything fell into place this game. 65% on free throws. I was just, every time it's like, there's another one and there's another one. And you know, the girls have worked and worked. You know, getting a routine down and really thinking about how to do it the same every single time. And like I said, it showed up, and it was four complete quarters.
So you move on now in the tournament to play the semis coming up tomorrow when you face Lakeside for the third time this season. You beat them by 12 in the preseason tournament early in the year. Later here in the about mid-year, they beat you by 4 at their place. What are some of the things you focus on this third game around, and obviously a team that you know much about?
Right. Like you said, we know each other, and we've, you know, yesterday we worked really hard on rebounding, because I think, you know, we thought that was one thing that we didn't do a very good job of in the second game. So we worked hard on some rebounding. And the other thing is we know each other, and what can we do? What can we come up with? What can we work on? What can we do differently than the first two times? And I think tomorrow night when we come out, we'll be able to do some things differently. Still do the same thing, just do it in a different way, and kind of throw them off the tracks a little bit.
Kayla Corbett, the head coach of the Lakeside Hosburn Lady Bulldogs, here on our locker room chats, getting set to take on Lakeside tomorrow. Best of luck in that one, and as you finish out regionals here, Coach.
All right, thank you.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now, or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Jamie Walters with us now, the head coach of the Hosburn Bulldog basketball team. Coach, no game since we talked last. You were supposed to play Chase on Friday, but with the weather that came in, those games got canceled. So first round bye in the regional, so you're kind of sitting around waiting until Friday to play your first game of the tournament. You get Logan, who beat Thunder Ridge 59-44 on Tuesday. Logan, a team that is 9-11, look like Michael Daniels. They're only leading a double-figure score at 14 points a game and 7 rebounds. So that senior, probably one you're keeping an eye on. But overall, what do you feel about the Logan matchup on Friday?
Yeah, you know, they're a disciplined team, and they move the ball well on offense, have a lot of shooters around the Daniels kid. I mean, they can really shoot from the outside, it looks like to me. We've got to – probably the key for us is we've got to play aggressive, and we've got to hit the boards on offense. I think we should have an advantage on rebounding and athleticism, and we've got to use that to our – benefit, and if we can do those things, we should, you know, at least have a chance.
You look at your team now, 19-0 going into this regional, and like say you've had a little time off here, so you're getting some practices in. For this team right now, how do you feel about where you're at going into the postseason, as far as health wise and everything else, and where you need to be at condition wise, and all that factored in going into regionals?
Yeah, I would say health wise, we're in really good shape. I think we're about as good as we've been. You know, Jordan wasn't able to play there for last three games of the year, and so he's had a little layoff. So that'll help with, you know, for depth and that kind of stuff going forward. You know, we've struggled with probably the biggest thing is over-helping, and you know, I think we can get away with a lot more stuff than what we can against the better teams. Mm-hmm. And so we've just got to be more disciplined defensively and, you know, playing our guy a little more than what we have. We tend to run off and trap the ball a little too much. But, if you know, we've been working on that the last week or so and trying to, you know, get that ironed out. And, you know, hard to tell until you get to a game, but I feel like we're getting a little bit better at that.
This is Jamie Walters, the head coach of the Hosburn Bulldogs, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you open out your semifinal regional against Logan on Friday.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dusty.
Our Hosburn Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the Internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster Internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Rob Buckmaster. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech and by Landmark Implement.
Welcome back on the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Head coach of the Smith Center, Lady Red, Nick Lynn, joining us now. Two games since we talked last, Coach. Friday out at home, actually, against Trigo, you fall 57-43. Then at Beloit on Tuesday, 52-49, another tough loss there. So, couple of losses here to end the regular season. What do you like about what you saw, though, in these games, and what are some of the toughest things about the last two games?
Okay, well, on Friday against Trigo, it was really an important game from where we sit because it was, first of all, it's a league game, but we also wanted to play them and play them well because they're number one, you know, right now in the state in 2A, and I'm not sure if they still are. You know, they lost to Norton, I know, but we did not play well. You know, we basically laid an egg, and on that particular night, I played my JV for at least one whole quarter because I gave them experience, and it was that kind of a game for us. We need to have our kids watch a little bit, I think. And then last night we played Beloit, and it was just back and forth. It wasn't back and forth so much after the first quarter. We were up, and then it was catch up the whole rest of the game within, you know, a 3 to 5 point game, and unfortunately we never ever caught him. You know, we had a couple chances to tie him and never quite caught him, and it just goes on with kind of the stream of games that we play close but can't finish, you know. And the positives out of that, you know, we had some kids kind of step up, you know. The work ethic's good. You know, we work hard. We just don't play solid basketball for 32 minutes, and that's been our Achilles heel, at least here late in the season.
So again, a couple losses there. So you move on now with the sub-state first round coming up next week. You'll take on Plainville, obviously a team you're familiar with there. You played them already this season and a couple times actually and beat them both times. Plainville this third time around, you'll go to their place early next week. What are your thoughts and what do you need to do to have success again?
Well, you know, they're going to think, you know, third time is going to be the charm for them. And we have played them twice, but they were both early in the year. You know, one was the first game of the year, and I don't think that probably means a whole lot right now. And the other one was in the first round of the league tournament. So we haven't really seen them lately. And what they have done lately has been play better basketball. Now, they went to TMP, I know, on, I think it was on Monday. It might have been Friday. They played TMP, and it was a really close game all the way to the wire. And it was ended up being 56-51 TMP. And that's the team that won our league and went undefeated. So we have to be ready, you know, and be ready to play and go down there and realize that the season starts over and hopefully we can come away with a win.
Nick Lynn, the head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for joining us this week and best of luck as you start out Substate next week.
You bet. Thanks, Dusty.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV now or internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Area producers, planting season will be here before you know it. Now is the time to update your old planter with a pre-owned planter from Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealer. We offer one of the area's largest selections of used planters, both mounted and pull-type. Right now, take advantage of special fixed-rate financing, like 3.85% for 48 months to 4% for 60 months. Visit your local Landmark Implement location or view our complete planter inventory at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Rob Buckmaster with us, the head coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team. Two games since we talked last, coach. Nice win out at Trigo on Friday night, 59-41. And then you took on a pretty good Beloit team that got hot offensively on Tuesday, 75-54. They beat you in that one. These last two games, first go back to the Trigo game. How do you feel about the way the kids played? A pretty balanced scoring effort, and you win by 18.
Yeah, I was pretty pleased. You know, Trigo's a tough team to play. A little unorthodox, but you know, we were able to do what we needed to do on a Friday night, and I was proud of our efforts, and you know, we've been playing really good, so I've been happy, and you know, we just need to continue that on next week at Substate.
What did you see with Beloit on Tuesday? I know you were hung in with them for about a quarter and a half, and then they kind of started breaking a little bit in the second quarter and then ended up winning it by 21. What makes Beloit so good?
I mean, they've got big kids and they've got outside shooting. We know we had a 3-minute ball in the second quarter. We actually, I think, outscored them in the third quarter and then had about a 3 to 4 minute lull to start the fourth quarter. You know, I mean, when you play good teams, you can't have a 7-minute lull. Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, it was a lull offensively for us because of what they did. You know, the second quarter, they sped us up. And, you know, we just weren't, you know, disciplined enough to take our time and, you know, slow down a little bit offensively. But that's a credit to them. You know, they were able to speed us up and, you know, forced some bad shots, quick shots, and turnovers. And, you know, we shot 50% from the field, you know, which I thought was good. But, you know, they also have good inside play. It's tough to simulate 6'7", you know, when your biggest guy's 6'3". You know, yeah, you can double down and do some of those things, but then you also got to try to guard the three. And, you know, that's pretty tough. So, I mean, boy, it's a good team. You know, they got a chance to do some really good things, you know, I think in the postseason.
You move on now with Sub-State first-round game on Monday against Plainville. It's a team you saw already once this season, but it was the first game of the year. They beat you by two, and other than personnel-wise, I'm guessing you probably just throw that one out the window because it's been so long since you played. Both teams probably look different now. You've got more experience when you're just coming off of a long football season when you played them the first time. What do you think about Plainville coming up here on Monday?
It's going to be a challenge for us. You know, they've got a very good, two very good offensive players, and then they've got some good shooters. So it's going to be a matter of being able to, you know, defend the dribble drive and then also defend the three-point shot and the rebound. You know, hopefully, you know, we can get them to take some quick shots and, you know, hopefully rebound, you know, but they shoot the ball so well, you know, you definitely can't give them second shots if they miss the first one. So that's going to probably be the key. And then also patience offensively. You know, I think we're a little bit bigger inside. So hopefully, you know, we can get the ball inside and go play inside out a little bit. But it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us. You know, Plainville, I think, has won four or five in a row. You know, we've had a good last 10 games as well. So it should be a good test.
Rob Buckmaster, the coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team here in the Locker Room Chats. Good luck against Plainville there on Monday. We'll talk to you about it next week, all right?
All right, thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech and Landmark Implement.
Take advantage of 1.5% fixed interest on a used 6M, 6R, 7R, 8R, or 9R John Deere tractor at your local Landmark Implement through the end of February. We'll work with you to find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Visit LandmarkImp.com to see our complete inventory or visit your local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
As a Next Tech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Next Tech powers the internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Next Tech customers can upgrade to a faster internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Next Tech.
We now turn our attention to the Lincoln Leopards and their head hoop coaches, Steve Crist and Joe Biggs. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. The Lincoln Leopards Locker Room Chat is brought to you by the Bank of Tescott.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Joined now by Steve Crist, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards girls basketball team. Coach, two games since we talked last. You finished out the regular season, a tough 47-13 loss at home to Ellsworth on Friday, but came back with a 34-29 win over Tescott in the regional first round. Tana Hayworth had 10 to lead the way for you there in that one on Monday. Just overall, how do you feel about these last two games? And clearly a tough one Friday, but a good bounce back Monday.
Yeah, Ellsworth's an awfully good team, and they just got us sped up a little bit, like the better teams have been able to do this year. I really felt like we handled the ball pretty well early. We moved the ball on offense, and we did get some open shots. We didn't get them to go down, and again, I think that's just part of our inexperience in playing against better teams that speed us up. We just can't settle down and get those shots to go in. You know, I felt like, especially early in the game, we played hard on defense. We moved around pretty good. They got that 10 Brink on the inside. It's about 5'11", and we were kind of concentrating on her, and they had another girl go 3-for-3 from the three-point line. So, you know, they're an awfully good team, even though the record doesn't show it. They've played awfully tough competition, but these girls have been resilient, and they come off of these tough losses and find a way to bounce back, and that's what they did against Tescott on Monday. Tescott came in here. This is the third time we played them, and they came in here with a little bit more energy than what they've had the last couple times we played them, and really, you know, made it tough on us the first half, and I think they had a two-point lead going in at halftime. And again, we settled down a little bit. They were really collapsing on Carson Walter inside, and Tana Hayworth, our freshman post, really came up big and hit some big shots, got a lot of rebounds. Carson was in foul trouble also, and so Tana had to play a lot of minutes, and she really came up big for us. So to see those freshmen stepping up and doing those things that they weren't able to do early in the year to improve and be able to step in a situation like that and kind of carry us to a certain extent was really big. So I'm very proud of these girls. They just keep battling. They come off of tough losses and bounce back and come back ready to play. So I couldn't be more proud of them. I think that's a testament to our seniors. We don't have a lot of them, but they've done a great job of leading us.
Semis coming up tomorrow against Southern Cloud. It'll be the second time you play them. They beat you in Glasgow back on the 5th of February, 55-29. What are some of the things you focus on and need to do better this time around?
Well, they're a team, they have a lot of good shooters, and you just can't leave any of them open. They can all hit it from about 15 feet or maybe a little bit more than that. And so we really got to get around and cover the shooters. We haven't played a lot of man-to-man this year, so we try to get that covered with our zone. And sometimes we don't get there quick enough, so we may need to make some adjustments on our defense a little bit. But for us, so much of it comes down to I'm confident we'll play hard on defense and do some things on defense. We've got to take care of the ball and just relax on our shots because, you know, we go through those slumps where we just can't get any points up on the board and then we get a little frustrated. So, you know, we got to take care of the ball against their pressure, use that against them and get some easy shots, and that'll keep the energy up on defense. But they're a good, solid team. We've got our work cut out for us, and I think we'll play better this time than what we did the last time, and hopefully we can stay close enough to keep it interesting at the end.
Steve Kurris, coach of the Lincoln Lady Leopards, here in the Locker Room Chats. Thanks again for being with us this week, Coach, and best of luck as you finish out regionals here this week.
Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate all your time also.
At the Bank of Tescott, we believe in freedom. We also believe in free, as in free checking. At the Bank of Tescott, you can choose to bank local with all the bells and whistles you need when it comes to your checking account. Visit us today and ask about our new Kasasa checking accounts. It's a catchy word for free checking with awesome rewards and offered locally at the Bank of Tescott. We're family owned and have served our area communities for over 130 years, and we would love the opportunity to earn your business. The Bank of Tescott in Salina, Lincoln, Tescott, and Lidsburg. Member FDIC.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Joe Biggs with us, the head coach of the Lincoln boys basketball team. Coach, two games since we talked last. Ellsworth there on Friday, you fall 58-26 to the higher-end school there. And then regionals, you open out on Tuesday with a loss at Rock Hill, 63-38. So your season comes to a close here at 5-15. Take me back first to that Ellsworth game and some of the things that what were those that went wrong there on Friday?
Oh, I think the athleticism and the speed that Ellsworth plays at is a little bit something we're not used to. You know, like they do play in a different league, and I know they've had kind of a down year. But if you look at their schedule, almost all their games are within 15 points. So they go, you know, every Tuesday, Friday, they go out and they play a Southeast Saline or Beloit or Sacred Heart or somebody like that, and you know the competition's really, really stiff there. So I think that just kind of transferred into the game the other night. And yeah, they just kind of ran away with it on offense and defense.
For Rock Hills there on Tuesday for the regional opener, clearly a team you knew a lot about. You'd already lost to them twice this year, but I guess what went wrong this third time around is you were trying to hope that the third time was a charm.
Yeah, you know, I was really excited going into that game. I thought we had a decent chance, and, you know, we saw what they could do just, you know, a week or two ago. So I guess what went wrong is that the Gillette kid had a really good game. I don't know what he ended up with, but I know he came out in the first quarter and scored 10 or 12 points right off the bat, and his outside shot was falling, which is something that we haven't seen previous games. So, you know, he got going, and then, you know, that makes it easier for other guys to get going when you have one guy that can kind of start a team off well. And, you know, we started off, and last time we played them, we started off in a zone, and they came out and they hit six threes. And this time we started off in man, and, you know, and then they attacked the basket well, and we couldn't really stay in front of them. So, no, it's not the way we wanted to end, and but, you know, that's the way it goes.
This group, you're going to finish at 5-15. You hit a streak there in the mid to late part of the year here where you picked up some consecutive wins and saw some improvement there. Overall, how will you remember this team, and what do you look forward to in the future with this group?
Well, I kind of addressed it a little bit at the end of the after the game the other night. You know, the possibilities for this team going forward are very bright. You know, the talent's there, but we talked after the game about how our effort has not been what it needs to be and how we don't work hard enough to, you know, to earn the wins that we need to win. So that's what we talked about after the game. I'm looking forward to seeing how they respond. You know, we start two sophomores, or we started three sophomores and a junior this year. So if they work hard over the over the off season, and, you know, who knows what can happen next year.
Joe Biggs, coach of the Lincoln Leopards, here for the final time in 2019 on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time all season long, and best of luck down the road, all right?
All right, thank you, Dusty.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bank of Tescott.
At the Bank of Tescott, we believe in freedom. We also believe in free, as in free checking. At the Bank of Tescott, you can choose to bank local with all the bells and whistles you need when it comes to your checking account. Visit us today and ask about our new Kasasa checking accounts. It's a catchy word for free checking with awesome rewards and offered locally at the Bank of Tescott. We're family owned and have served our area communities for over 130 years, and we would love the opportunity to earn your business. The Bank of Tescott in Salina, Lincoln, Tescott, and Lidsburg. Member FDIC.
We conclude our Wednesday Locker Room Chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches, Darren Grauerholtz and Jerry Webb. The Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Darren Grauerholtz with us now, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team. Coach, win for your team, the final regular season game on Thursday, 73-16. It was senior night for your girls, the veteran girls on the squad that played their last home game for you. Just, how do you feel about the way the night went? Obviously a big win over a struggling Rock Hills team, but just everything that factored into it, what do you feel about Thursday night?
Yeah, you know, it's whenever you put emotions in there, it can be either way. And I thought we composed ourselves very well, like we have done all year. But, yeah, great senior bunch. We're going to really miss them. However, I think that there are some young girls that are ready to step in as well. But just a great senior class there, and I've enjoyed them over the last 4 years. And a lot of them have played, you know, a lot of ball since they were freshmen. So they've really contributed a lot over the last 4 years. So going to have some huge shoes to fill next year, but we did a great job against Rock Hills. And like I said, they wanted to play well in front of the home crowd there for the last time for them, and they did it. So I was very pleased with the way they came out and put emotions aside and showed everybody what we were capable of doing.
Had a first-round bye in this regional, so you move on to take on Stockton coming up tomorrow night in Hill City in the semifinals. You need one win to keep your season alive and move on to the sub-state round of the playoffs here against Stockton. It's a team that started 3-1 but then lost 6 in a row in the middle of the season, but they finished 5-5, 8-12 in a pretty tough league that they play in. Stockton probably a little bit better than what their record shows, right?
Yeah, I would agree with that, you know, and if they was over here in our league, you know, maybe they would only have 4 or 5 losses, you know, and but it's tough to gauge. Some of the scores are puzzling to me, but they're a good bunch, and they're young. I mean, they don't have a senior on the squad, and they play some freshmen, so I think if we can keep the pressure on them, I think that's going to be the key, and that's one thing that we've done very well all year, so I think that's going to be the key component. If we can keep our composure and help them to lose theirs, I think we should come out on top. But like I said, it's tough to judge. They have a tough league that they play against, so they're used to good competition game in and game out. So we've definitely got to go down there and play our A game and so that we can come out on top.
Thunder Ridge girls coach Darren Grauerholtz here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for joining us here this week. Best of luck against Stockton and as you finish out here in the regional tournament as well.
All righty. Thank you, Dusty.
We're all busy and love things that make life easier. It's about finding online recipes your son will actually eat. Instant movie nights with TV Now or Alexa helping your daughter with her math homework. Nextech powers the technology that makes these moments happen. And with Nextech, you don't need to think about your technology. It just works. Switch to Nextech TV Now or Internet and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Jerry Webb joining us now, the coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team. Coach, unfortunately for your squad, the season came to a close last night there in the regional first round. First, let's go back to the Rock Hills game on Thursday. A tight one there. You end up falling by 6-53-47. What do you see from Rock Hills and maybe from the group in that game as far as that was concerned on Thursday?
Well, yeah, Rock Hills, you know, they're a good team, and we were down 2 starters due to sick, you know, to illness, and so we needed some of the younger guys to step up, and I thought they did. I thought they stepped up real well, and We played, you know, all of about 4 minutes. We played a real good game. But, again, it's just that consistency thing that we're focusing on and discipline and staying the course the whole game. Other than 4 minutes, we pretty much outscored them. So, but I thought it was a good effort by our guys. And, like I said, some of the younger guys had to play, get a lot more playing time. And I thought they handled that real well.
Tough start there for you on Tuesday against Logan. I know you're down very early. You ended up losing by 15, 59-44. Picked up the offense, but it looked like it was just a little bit too late there. What were the struggles there Tuesday getting the game going?
Well, we're just not patient when facing a 2-3 or 3-2 zone. And just, you know, it's, again, just getting that time and understanding where the plays are and just being patient, looking for what we want to do instead of letting them dictate to us. We finally figured that out, but it was a little too late. We're, you know, too far down at that point. But I thought it was, you know, they learned a lot this year. I thought we'd come quite a ways this year, but obviously got more to work on next year.
When you look at that, and that's where I was going to go next, you know, you came away as just 3-18 last year, 7-12 this year, and you could see that improvement when you got on the floor. Had a tough schedule on the boys' side for some of these games, but how much did the senior class meant here over the last year or so to try to turn these guys in the right direction, and then how much do you move forward with guys like Reese Struckoff that really stepped up early or late this season?
Yeah, well, you know, of course we're losing, you know, Brandon Grierholtz and Landon Gearing, mm-hmm. and they've just been great leaders for us, real consistent. Brandon gives us a lot of energy. Landon's just a rock in the middle for us. Brett Bauman coming off the bench and started a few games for us, same thing, just real solid rebounder. And Brandon Shaw's, you know, just a little ball of energy. So we're going to miss those guys. But, yeah, I told him last night, you know, they've done a lot for the program. And, you know, we do have Reese, and then we have Rick Renneberg, and, you know, a couple of the juniors going to become seniors. They really come on, I thought, the second half of the year and kind of started taking a little bit more of a leadership role. So I'm really going to be looking for at least, you know, those couple guys to really step up next year right at the beginning.
Jerry Webb, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time. This is our final Locker Room Chat, so we thank you for joining us all season to talk Longhorn basketball, and we'll catch you down the road, all right?
I appreciate it. See you.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
As a Nextech Internet customer, life is easier. Whether enjoying a social media break, finding a last-minute party recipe online, streaming your favorite show, or sipping a cup of coffee while your robot vacuum does the work, Nextech powers the internet technology that makes these moments possible. Now, you can enjoy these moments even more. Nextech customers can upgrade to a faster internet speed and pay their current rate for 3 months. Just call your local store. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.